Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode. I don't even know what episode it is. 204.
I don't know either.
I think it's 204. I haven't checked.
You're normally on top of this.
I know I normally am, but I am like reclined so far back. I am basically in a coffin. We're a movie and TV show, talk show, podcast thing, in which we normally are on the video, but one of our number is living it up in Bali at the moment, so we hope they're having a fun time over there.
We're going to do a real big throwback to, I reckon, the first year we did this podcast.
Oh.
I was sent on international assignment.
That's
for 2 weeks to Bali.
Really?
And oh now we've come around, and Alex is now being sent. He's had his turn.
Alex has had his turn.
So Alex is on international assignment for this week.
Yep, he's reviewing assignment. Balinese prospects for directors, movies, cinema folk of all likes.
Well, except he's just been staring at The Rock the whole time. I don't know why.
He sent us this video of like him and everyone he's with on quad bikes going through like river caves. And I thought, like, he was showing us, like, a teaser of, like, a sequel to 13 Lives. Like, it was...
Except it's a bunch of people with quad bikes stuck in a cave this time.
Yeah, it was wild.
If Alex gets stuck in a cave or in a quad bike accident worthy of, like, a TV show...
Yeah.
At least it makes a movie out of it, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to live through it so that he can talk about it on the show, obviously.
Exactly. So that's a good outcome, I think.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm one of your hosts, Braden, joined, as always, by the wonderful Michael.
Hello there.
And the wonderful Christian.
Hello.
Have we been watching anything lately? Because obviously last week's episode was basically just a full in-depth review of the buckwild crazy shit that was Fast X. And Chris, you were not with us for that.
I fainted. I fainted before the review. It was so crazy. That's what happened.
Yeah, Chris just passed out and was in hospital for a week recovering. But no, how have things been? Have you been watching anything good lately?
Ted Lasso.
I was going to say the same thing.
Everyone, Brain,
I think
I know,
you should expect that.
I'm one of the few people who's not watching. I say few. One of the very few people who is not watching Ted Lasso at the moment. And I do feel like I am missing out on a cultural zeitgeist.
It's really something.
And I'll get around to it eventually.
It's the most modern show I think I've ever seen. It's so on point. It's so with it. Yeah.
That's great.
It's just great.
And it's just fun. And you guys have just, and like, assuming, well, it's been 2 weeks since you've talked about Ted Lasso, Chris.
Yeah, so we
had
a bit
extra one to talk about.
We had a bit of a mid episode. This was a few weeks ago. We've had two episodes since.
Which one was the mid one? Was that the Keely Jack one?
Yes, Keely Jack breakup. And then we had an amazing episode.
Oh, it was the whole one around Colin and stuff, hey?
Yes, Colin. Colin coming out to the team, and it was such a good moment, like. Because there was that moment of everyone going like, oh, we don't care that you're gay. But then Ted took that extra moment to be like, no, man.
This is the moment Braden will describing when Ted used the Denver Broncos to represent being gay.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Which he says was a total miss.
Which sounds incredible.
Like, the thing is, like, the message is so, so clear, though. Like, if you cannot even, like, from his analogy, if you cannot pick up the message, retarded. It's just like, yeah.
I mean, it's right.
If it was given
says,
in a real world, if it was given in the real world, you'd be like, should it maybe use not a sports team or something as a representation? But like, the message is there.
And the fact that he used an American sports team that no one outside of the USA like would understand the reference at all.
It's great.
But yeah, as he says, yes. Then this week, great episode.
This week we had international break.
Yeah, we did. So,
you have to hate the character, but the actor that's playing Edwin Okufu, I just can't get over it. He makes me laugh every time.
Oh my God, at the dinner?
Oh, it's just like he's like this character's meant to be like a African billionaire dude, Brayden. And yeah. He just like he's just got like the strongest like he, obviously like because he's meant to be African, he's just got like a really strong accent, but just the way he plays it off is so funny.
Yeah.
He's meant to be like a full evil like Nigerian selling his country out to like iPhone.
No, he's Ghana. He's from Ghana.
Oh, Ghana. He had...
But like, yeah, he's just like, oh, I don't even know how, I can't describe him, but it's just, I love that. Whatever the actor that's playing energy. Him is doing such a great job.
He's good at roasting.
He is.
Yeah, we had a scare with Rebecca this week. But I was so glad that she
I audibly turned. I audibly turned to Gemma and I was like, I swear to fucking God. And then it, then we had them. We had the what happened. Right, good, good, good. Like we did not need. We didn't need that moment. But overall, I know we had this episode. We had great time with Roy.
Yep.
And his new tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That was a funny thing they're bringing in. And again, like, the message as usual so strong, how everyone's, like, reacting to it, but also not trying to, like, say anything to him to be like, hey, man, yeah, you can try new things. Like, we're not going to say any, you know, we're not going to give you any reaction to that.
Yeah, it's just, like, the whole message at that point is, well, whole part of that is him just getting out of his own little bubble and
yeah,
stuff, isn't it?
So much of the, yeah, exactly. And it helps him, come to that epiphany about Keely, which
yes,
how do you feel about that?
Like I liked the characters to like together. I thought that was a pretty because obviously she's so bubbly and out there.
As, but like, I think we've been tossed a curveball here because this whole season, okay, they've been setting us up for Keely to get back with Jamie Tart. Am I wrong?
Yeah, true.
They've been, yeah. And
yeah,
now,
I guess.
And now, back with Roy.
We're just getting a bit more Roy Kent.
And now Roy and Jamie are best friends. Which is another hilarious part of this episode. when they realize that they are best friends.
Yeah. But more the shirt. The shirt moment was just hilarious.
Yeah. But
it's got your name on it, but I replaced the E with a U.
But that is another point to the show that like reinforces what I'm saying. Like it's so with it. Like the way they flipped that twist on us, threw us that curveball. It feels so real as well. Like it just makes the characters even more kind of realistic because unpredictable.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm slowly starting to understand what some people are feeling with the show. That like it's. I don't feel like it's overly disjointed. Like I'm really loving it. I don't think it's worse. Like it's had a couple of missed episodes, which makes it worse than the rest of the season.
But
there's just like character development that I wish we just had so much earlier. But then the reason that these characters have had having this sort of development now is because they had their arcs in the other season. So it's sort of like
exactly
I wish
like,
I had more of this. So it's more Nate. It's like we had a very big sort of Nate moment.
Nate and Rebecca this episode showed like their big like long-term development. And I think you're right, but like it's their big payoff moments. And we're like we're sitting there on the edge of our seat like no Rebecca. And then when it pays off you're like, "Oh, of course she wasn't going to do that." Like we've had 3 seasons, like she's not that dumb. Like why was I so worried? And then Nate, like he's just totally redeemed himself.
Yeah.
And then at the start of the episode, I feel like I went in like, oh, Rupert's fired him, right? But then it's like, no, Nate quit.
Well, yeah, it's like the whole thing of like, obviously Jade could see straight through Rupert the second he introduced himself.
Yeah, so and that obviously... Nate,
it took Nate until like thinking that Rupert just wants to hang out with him, but like...
Exactly. It was so good how Nate totally saw it exactly how the audience saw it. Like the Rupert's entire scheme, Nate obviously like completely got it, and like and again we were standing there, we were really worried that Nate was about to like cheat on his girlfriend and lose her. Like of course he's not, he's come so far. Like it's just there's really not much like it right now.
I wanted
the way
more.
That it is.
The thing is like I think Nate her out life outside. Like, I know they didn't really, like, season one, they didn't really focus on much outside life, except for Ted, I guess. Realistically. I guess Jamie and Keely, I guess.
But it's all based around Ted. Like, certainly,
yeah.
This season especially, we're seeing a lot of side stories that don't involve Ted at all.
Yeah. I just want more episodes
that don't involve Ted as part of the main plot.
I just want more of, like, Nate's life. Like, I just want more of, like, I want more with it between him and his dad now, but the fact is we've only got two episodes, so, like...
Where's Nate gonna come to? He's quit West Ham. He's coming back.
It's all gonna go full second. He's gonna have, like, another encounter with Ted in the next two episodes, and it's gonna be, like, an apology. But, like, I just want more of, like, Nate with his dad at the moment and stuff. That was such a nice moment, and, like, makes you understand what happened in season two with Nate and why he didn't feel like he was being valued.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, they were playing into this with the whole thing with the restaurant, how he wanted the seat to impress his dad. And then really the thing is, it was the West Ham job that he also wanted to impress his dad.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what...
And he felt like he had that moment, and then Ted pulled, and then he had that, like, sort of replacement figure with Ted. And then Ted sort of pulled away because he thought he had, you know, pulled Nate out of the show.
Because Ted has his own problems.
So, like...
It's when Ted starts having his panic attacks that he starts to ignore Nate a lot more.
Yeah. And, like, I keep seeing interviews and stuff, and it's, like, obviously people are asking, like, oh, are we going to get more than Jason Statham? It's like, nah, we just, like, we want people to feel like they want more, but they're not going to get it, and I want them to be satisfied at the end of the day.
Ted hit a good beat, like, with his situation. Like, he found a new way to deal with it better a few episodes ago.
Hmm.
So, like, yeah. Great show.
I'm on the fence. I wish we had more. Like, I wish there was, like, another season to come, which was, like, the really, like, full arc of everyone sort of thing.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm going to be happy.
It gives you that feeling of you've really just, you've jumped in and you've got only this one chapter in this slice of life.
I think back to my point, a lot of people, I think quite a few people, I understand where people, because now we're only now getting, like, moments with a lot of, like, the rest of the team and their, like, their lives. Like, we're only, like, this season, we're only just finding out that, you know, Colin's gay and he's dealing with, whereas, like, I wish that we had little moments of, like, just, like, little hints or something during the other season, just so it wasn't so, all right, here's his thing now, and then here's the next person's thing. If we just had, like, sprinkling of people's personal lives in the other season, maybe it didn't feel like they were jumping back and forth.
I definitely know what you mean, but also, I guess there's, like, they've been exploring, like, different players, and there's obviously the new players that have come in this season. But, like, we did focus on the outside lives of, like, I'm so bad with names. Like, oh, the Nigerian player. What's his first name?
Sam.
Yeah. So when him and Rebecca's relationship,
we got bits, but, like, yeah, now they're just exploring, like, more, even just, like, friendships within the team as well. I think, like, I get people's point of, yeah, they're jumping around too much. We're only now getting other people, only now getting storylines and stuff. But, like, I feel like we had to get everything, like, with the main focus of Ted and stuff and Rebecca in the first two seasons to then be able to focus on the team. So maybe it would be nice to have one more season. Just so, like,
it definitely would be. I, to be honest, didn't even realize it's two episodes and that's it.
Yeah, I know. I think I only realized it last night when me and Gemma sat down to watch last week's episode, and I saw it was episode 10. I was like, hold on a second. I thought we're only up to, like, 8 or something.
Yeah, but then there's also, you know, too much of a good thing. It can be good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think
it's a bold but great choice to just, like, to just pull back when they want to stop and not wait until it runs itself into the ground and gets cancelled to stop.
More of a British show thing to do.
Yeah.
Even though it's an American show that's in Britain. Funny take about Ted Lasso is the characters are obviously all British other than the Ted and the American guy, the coach. But my British friend said it's so weird to watch because everyone's speaking like they're British, but they're acting all wholesome and American. British people aren't that nice. British people are awful to each other.
Because it's written by British people.
Yeah, way more brutal.
Yeah, and I found that pretty funny.
That's an interesting point.
Throw a lasso over here to Braden.
Oh, get it.
And pull him over.
Yo, hi, I'm here still. I didn't know what was going on there. I was enjoying just listening to the podcast.
Another viewer or listener in today's case.
Yes.
What have you been watching, Braden?
Oh, well, I've Michaela and I have started this cool little Australian show, it's getting some traction. It's getting pretty popular. You may have heard of it. It's called Bluey.
You guys are really on like a kids show.
I am not even joking you. It was just one of those days where we were both pretty days. Burnt out from like work and life, and everything in the news that day was just miserable, and we were just having one of those really downer days. And I, on a complete whim, I went, you know what? Fuck this. I'm gonna put on Bluey and see what all the fuss is about. And we watched that first episode. They're only like 7 minutes long, and there's like 50 of them in a season.
Oh, wow.
And you can just watch them in, you can just watch whatever order you want. Like, they're all just one-off little stories that teach a kid a message. They are the most wholesome things in the world. After 7 minutes of Bluey, like, Michaela and I were both in such a better mood. If you were at all dealing with any form of depression or anxiety in this world, watch an episode of Bluey. It's just the best.
I just love that you said you caught it to see what the fuss is about. This fuss from like the audience of five to 10 year olds.
Like, yeah. Well,
it is like everywhere. That's the thing.
Everywhere. Like, this thing blew up, and nice. Pun not intended. This thing is massive, and like the Americans overseas like love it and everything, and like Disney bought it. And
yeah,
like,
it's a real
it's
big
just,
deal at the moment. Like, it is.
Yeah.
The kid's show at the moment.
You hear that it's the kid show and you're like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever. And then you actually check it out and you go, oh, I understand why. Because these characters, like this little like Australian family of like, I mean, they're dogs. And the animation style is really, really nice, actually. I quite like it. They are just the sweetest, loveliest family. They're so down to earth. Like the dad comes in and he's like, he's not like bogan Australian, but like he's got a bit more of like, he's a bit more gruff than like the, like your usual, like they're all very like middle class, which is great. Like he'll just walk into a room and be like, all right, you mob, what's going on? And like, but he's just a nice, caring dad. The kids are hilarious. And they do some really funny stuff with the parents as well. Honestly, it's very enjoyable, even if you are over the age of 4. But other than that, I've been binge watching through Doctor Who still.
Brilliant.
Just finished David Tennant, who's
nice.
My personal favorite. Love,
me too.
Love him. But I will say this. Just after like the first like 3 or 4 episodes of Matt Smith, I think I'm appreciating Matt Smith more than when I first watched him, because he's really delivering some cool stuff in terms of what he brings to the Doctor. He feels like an old man trapped in a younger man's body, and that's a weird energy after David Tennant, who was like an old man trying not to be an old man,
and I think
acting like a young man in a young man's body,
and
then
a good metaphor
of
for that
getting
is
like
the fish fingers
godlike.
And custard.
Yes, yes.
Sorry,
so true.
What?
Oh, Michael, that's right. You haven't done Doctor Who or anything.
No,
in his
I
first
not.
Episode, he is he's having cravings because he's just regenerated. He's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with his new body. And there's this extended sequence where Amelia Pond is trying to help him figure out what he needs. And so he's just ravaging through the kitchen, just trying to figure out what he needs. And he ends up deciding on fish fingers and custard.
Which he loves.
Yeah. And hey, I will give Matt Smith this. If that wasn't like some other food that they disguised to look like fish fingers that he was dipping in that custard and eating, like it looks like he's actually fucking eating that shit. And that's gross as hell.
Oh, it doesn't sound that unpalatable.
Oh, I would not be able to do it.
I guess it doesn't enjoy fish fingers. Anyway, it definitely would sound more disgusting.
Yeah.
It does not sound like the best meal I...
No, the consistency between the two
what about
foods.
Like, I love fish. I love fish.
Vegetarian nugget biggest. And custard. How does that sound?
That like, sounds equally as...
Okay.
I think it's the custard that's doing it. Because like, if it was like tartare sauce, you'd be like, oh yeah, cool, that's normal. And that's got the same consistency, kind of. I think it's the sweetness of the custard that fucks it up.
Mayo or something.
It sounds weird, but I'd go at it. I'd give it a go.
All right. Well, support us on Patreon, and if we we'll hit a certain goal,
right,
we'll make that happen.
Report back next week, Chris. I'm expecting a full 15-minute video essay on being fish fingers and custard.
If the like moment strikes me in TikTok the supermarket, content. I'll make that happen.
Beautiful.
But you know,
yes. Yeah, so I am flying through that, and I'm very excited for. I think in like a month or two's time, when the next the three specials of David Tennant's Doctor back approach.
Day so of I'm the Doctor.
Yeah, I'm very excited for new Doctor Who.
Mm.
It's gonna be good.
It's a David Tennant's regeneration special.
So we get three specials. One of them has Neil Patrick Harris as the bad guy.
Love it. Are they all like? Are they set chronologically to where Doctor Who is now, or are they going to be set back?
So it's so fucking weird. So,
yeah, Doctor Who's just weird anyways. So.
Yeah, like
Jodie Whittaker was the Doctor. And then at the end of Jodie Whittaker's run, which was also the end of showrunner Chris Chibnall, who people fucking hated for his terrible writing. I haven't even watched it yet, but that's how passionate I am just from other people talking about it. Mm. Basically did Jodie Whittaker really dirty and did not give her very good stories. And she did the best with what she had. And then she regenerates at the end of hers, and you're like, ooh, who's it gonna be? What are they gonna do? And she turns into fucking David Tennant, which is weird because he's already been the Doctor, and he has that reaction of like, I know these teeth.
Interesting.
I know this face. What is going on?
How long ago was he the Doctor?
Back in the late 2000s.
Three seasons of Matt, two seasons of Peter
Capaldi, and then six one seasons. Or two of
seven seasons.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. Like it's over a decade. It's weird.
He's going to regenerate for three specials and then fuck off again.
If they lost,
yeah. So he comes back. And they're doing, and now that Russell T Davies is back on the writing, I'm in the show writing.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah, exactly. The second I saw that, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
As I was like, if they lost anyone with this last season, what a better way to bring them back than just like, fuck it, just regenerate back into David Tennant and why not?
Yep, honestly. And like, what a way to get people who had dropped off Doctor Who to come back.
Yeah,
fucking
I'm on.
Genius move.
It so is we probably get... like a reason in the back of their heads that were like, all right, let's try and get some of the...
Oh, yeah. Big time.
What I say, probably so... the people that, yeah, the older people that used to watch it.
Yeah, the people who sort of dropped off it and then are like, oh, I like Tennant, I'll come back for him. And then hopefully they stick with it and go into the new era of Who, which is at the end of these three specials, I assume, unless they do some other weird timey-wimey shit, will regenerate into Shuti Gatwa, who is the gay best friend in Sex Education on Netflix. Never seen. Hilarious. I highly recommend Sex Education. You should check it out. It's good fun.
I think I have seen a bit of that.
Very funny. It's the British, like set in high school.
It's got Ender's Game in it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, it is him. He's been name dropped on the Triforce podcast actually because he's a massive Dota fan. And Pyrian's name dropped him a bunch and tells a big story about him on one of the episodes of the Triforce.
Nice.
But yeah, that's basically all I've been watching. Bluey and Doctor Who, that's where it's at over here.
Any other fun things from you, Chris? All me and Gemma did was watch Pitch Perfect the other night. And I mean, I think everyone's out by this point.
I did watch something. I watched Major League, which is a movie I haven't seen in a long time.
Major League.
Very famous baseball movie. Hasn't aged amazingly.
How old are we talking?
You could fix this movie by just editing it a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Just take it out some problematic comments, or
no? It's centered around the Indians baseball team in America. You know the ones, the Redskins.
Yeah.
And throughout the film, like, what do they? So the commentator, when he's talking about like, oh, here, you know, the Indians are taking the field. He's like, knock together those tomahawks, and like says stuff like that.
Okay.
And they call the fans the tribe.
Oh.
Like, the tribe's angry tonight. Listen to them in the stands. Smashing those tomahawks. Yeah, and it's hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of things where you're just like, oh, man, if they just chose a different team, it'd be so much easier.
Exactly. This is what I propose. CGI. Remaster it. just change the team. Change, and all the Indian comments. All the weird Indian comments.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, yeah, just could someone go through, this could be just someone's, like, project on YouTube or whatever. Just go through and edit Major League so that it's, instead of the Redskins, it's the New York Yankees.
It's the Cleveland Indians is who it is.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, just change that up. Just, you know, Chicago Cubs, why not? Wait, no, do they win at the end? Chris, they win at the end.
Well, then,
it can't be the Cubs. Oh, bless my poor, poor Cubs.
No one's really into baseball, hey?
I mean, yeah. I play it. Don't exactly watch the American League. Like,
it's boring.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be fun when you're there because you just sort of hang out with everyone and...
I feel like I've had that conversation before. It's like, if I went to America, I would go, but it seems like it's just a day of eating food and drinking while baseball is being played in the background.
I mean, have you ever been to see the cricket? Similar experience.
I haven't been to the cricket since a kid.
So the baseball will be like that, but more exciting because it's not 9 hours long.
Yeah, cricket is very much like you're settling in. That's the whole
thing. Yeah, but like
a
test match of day drinking in summer just sounds. To be fair, I'd rather sit in a pool, have a test on, have a beer in my hand, and then whoever gets out of the pool to get a drink, you constantly
has to get
ask,
this. Everyone's
what's
next
the
drink?
Score?
Not many fans of the British game here.
I thought you were suggesting that you had pulled the TV up near the pool.
Oh, I mean, if I could, I would.
Well, I've heard of extension cords, Michael.
Yeah, but then you still have to, like, carry the TV.
That's fair. What are you rocking with, an old plasma?
No, look, I don't have the pool at my house, so don't question me.
Oh, fair enough. Bless. All right, well, I think that was a very strange, very chill episode of MMT Millennial Movie Talk. There's anything else.
We somehow managed to get political without trying.
Hey, yep, that's how we do it. You know, Cannes Festival, come at us.
Yes.
You can subscribe on YouTube and like and leave a comment on there and wish Alex all the best for his whitewater rafting and his quad biking up in the lovely Bali.
We miss you, Alex.
We miss you, Alex. We look for... Oh, I don't think... Will it be... He'll be back next week?
I was trying. I can't. No, I don't, idea. I don't think I actually ever asked him.
I don't know. Exactly. He might be back next week, but
I
either
didn't know
way,
he was going until I saw him pictures of him there.
It's fair enough.
Chris,
I think he's I found
mentions
out
on multiple episodes. Come on, Chris.
I don't remember things.
I feel like I had actually really only sunk in that it was happening the day before. But I think next week we have Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And I am very excited for that. So I imagine we may even delay the podcast just so we can just basically review that. So we'll see how we go. We'll see what happens. I'm very excited. And we will definitely be talking about it next week, no matter what. You can follow us on your podcast service of choice. And if you can, leave a review there. That would be super duper nice. And you can add Michael on Facebook.
Please.
And while you're over there, you can probably just delete your Facebook account. I don't see any reason to still have it.
He's bad friends.
Because I want friends.
If you add Michael, you might as well delete your Facebook account. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the connection I'm
terrible
making.
Terrible friend stuck. Enjoy the South Park. We'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
being so cruel.
Well,
I just want friends.
You can be cruel and give Michael some friends next week on MMT Millennium Weaver Talk. Because as always, I'm Braden.
I'm Christian.
And I'm Michael.
And we are out of here.